Hello, my name is B. Martin, and I'm glad to be back with you again to begin a new series of discussions that I have entitled Amazing Jesus. Over the years of spending time reading God's Word, especially in the Gospels, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it has often stood out to me how many times people were amazed by Jesus. As you look up the word amazed in the dictionary, it says to affect with great wonder. But also can mean to perplex or to be perplexed by something. As you think about both of those parts of the definition, amazed, there are times when people were that way about Jesus. They were either filled with great wonder or they were perplexed by something that he was able to do. When you read in the book of Matthew in chapter 7, verse 28, it says that people were amazed by his teachings. In Matthew 8, verse 27, the disciples were amazed by the fact that he was able to calm the storm. In Matthew 9, verse 33, the people were amazed at the fact that he was able to cast out demons. In Matthew 15, 31, the people were amazed at his ability to heal the sick, the lame, the blind, the deaf, the mute. And I believe that we, like those people, are also amazed by these things that Jesus was able to do, as well as things like feeding the 5,000 or the 4,000, times when people were dead and he brought them to life. These are things that amaze us about Jesus. And I think that we're still amazed by things that toward the end of his life, as well as things that we experienced after he rose again. We are amazed by the fact that he died for us, that he went through the pain and agony of being beaten and spit upon, and the fact that he had a crown of thorns placed on his head, that he was beaten and nailed to a cross. That amazes us because we know that he did that for us, not for his sins, but for our sins. It also amazes us that 3 days after his death, he rose again, and that it wasn't just that he rose as some spirit, but that people were actually able to see him and touch him and allow him to touch them. That amazes us that he rose again, that he ascended back into heaven, and that he right now speaks to the Father in our behalf. That amazes us that he is able to do that. And we are amazed by his love for us and giving his life for us. The fact that he extends his grace to us, something that we don't deserve. It's a free gift that he gives us, his grace, that comes with forgiveness and salvation and eternal life and eternal relationship with him. We are amazed that we get to enjoy these blessings from Jesus. We are amazed by his provisions, how he provides for our daily needs, that he's patient with us along the way, knowing that we have struggled and we've sinned and fallen short of his glory even after we have given our life to Jesus. And we are amazed that he is so patient with us. We're amazed, too, that he is faithful in keeping his promises to us, that even though times we have let him down, he has never let us down, that he's always been present with us yesterday, today, and forever. It's these things that amaze me, that amaze, I believe, you as well, as we consider Jesus and who he is and all that he did. And people were amazed by him back when he was on the earth, and we are still amazed by him today. And as I think about being amazed by Jesus, a question that has often popped into my mind over the years is, are there any things that we can do that amaze him? As I spent time reading again in the Gospels and looking at the life of Jesus, there were times when he was amazed by people. And I think the same things that those people did that amazed him back then are the same things that we can do that can amaze him today. If you read the book of Mark in chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, there's a time when Jesus was amazed. Jesus had gone back to his hometown to speak, to teach in the synagogues, and the people were amazed by his teachings. This type of amazement that they had, though, was kind of this amazement of being perplexed, because they begin to ask the question, you know, where does this man get this teachings? And where does he get this wisdom? And these miraculous signs that he is performing, where is he getting this from? Isn't he the carpenter? Isn't he Mary's son? Don't we know his brothers, his sisters? And they begin to really take offense at him. And Jesus said, only in their own towns, among their relatives, and in their own homes are prophets without honor. It says that he could not do any miracles there except lay hands on a few sick people and heal them. But it goes on to say that he was amazed by their lack of faith. But here is a way that we can amaze Jesus. Jesus was amazed back then that even though people knew the power that he was able to do in performing miracles, that even though people were amazed by his teachings, his wisdom that he had, they still didn't have faith that he could do great things, things beyond their expectations. And because of that, he didn't do great things in that city. But to know that he was amazed by these people because they had such little faith. Well, I think the same thing can happen today, that we can be amazing to Jesus in this same area. That after we know all the things that Jesus has done for us, that we read the things in the Bible that Jesus did long ago, and we are still questioning and wondering, can Jesus really do that for us? And often because of our lack of faith, Jesus, I believe, looks at us and he says, you mean that you don't believe I can do this? After all the things that I am, after all the things that I've done in your life and in the lives of other people, you're still questioning, you're still perplexed if I can do something for you, you're still doubting. Well, that often, I believe, makes Jesus perplexed towards us and begins to say, I cannot believe that you don't trust me. I cannot believe that you don't believe me, that I can do these great things in your lives. And Jesus is amazed. Well, it's definitely an area that I hope that none of us are doing that to Jesus in that way. But I believe, I know in my life, he's looked at me in that way. Times that I've had a lack of faith in him and what he could do in me and for me and through me. And because of that, I believe that he was amazed by me and by my lack of faith. That is not the reputation that I want to have with Jesus. I don't want him looking down on me, being amazed by me in that way. But the good news is that there is another way that we can amaze Jesus that's on a positive sense. And it's really revolved around the story of the centurion in Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. It's here that a centurion sent the elders of his town to Jesus to ask him to heal one of his servants. And when they got there, Jesus decided that he would go ahead and do that. But when they were still kind of a far away from his house, the centurion had sent more men, some of his friends, to Jesus and said this, Lord, don't trouble yourselves, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. This is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word and my servant will be healed, for I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I told this one, go, and he goes. I told that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, it says that he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Even among the people that God has chosen to bring about his truth, to bring about his miracles, to bring about his salvation for all mankind, even in the people of Israel, I have not seen this great of faith. And it says that the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant healed. Here's a time when Jesus was amazed, but this time he is amazed in a positive sense, that there is a sense of great wonder, that he looks at this centurion going, wow, here's someone who finally believes in me, who finally has great faith that I can do things beyond their expectation. And because of that, Jesus was amazed at this time. Boy, that is the way that I want Jesus to look at me, to look at my life and how I live my daily life, that he sees me with such great faith in who he is, great faith in what he can do in me and for me and through me. And when I have this type of great faith, I am amazing Jesus. The question is, are we really doing that on a daily basis? Is that really the reputation that I have, the reputation that you have when Jesus looks at us? We all know that we have seen Jesus and that we have been amazed by the things that he has done and said. But the question is he amazed by us? I think the answer is yes, he is. I guess maybe more the better question is how is he amazed by us? Is he amazed by us by our lack of faith, by not believing that he's able to work in us and for us and through us? Or is he amazed by our great faith, that we believe that he can do all things and that with him all things are possible and that he can do anything in us, for us, and through us, and that we trust him and that we put our lives in his hands and that we believe that he can do anything in order to bring us into a right relationship with him and use us for his glory? Well, over the next several weeks, I would like to talk and discuss more about this topic of amazing Jesus and how we can, on a daily basis, amaze him, either by our lack of faith or by our great faith. And the next time we are together, I would like to begin talking about 12 different areas that we can amaze God in. Very practical things, very relevant things that we experience every single day that is either a testimony of our great faith or our lack of faith. So until the next time, I would really like for you and I to be praying, to be examining our lives, to be asking God to reveal in us how are we amazing him, and to be like the apostles in Luke chapter 17 in verse 5 when they said to Jesus, increase our faith. That is really my prayer, that Jesus would increase your faith, that he would increase my faith, so that as he looks at our lives on a day-by-day basis, that he is amazed, not by our lack of faith, but by our great faith. So until the next time, may God increase our faith so that we may amaze him and bring glory to his name. 'Cause we're serving his name and we're sharing. Son to die, so we offer him all our lives, and we're loving his name, and we're living in his name. In Jesus' name.